This is the Talk with the Axe podcast, where we discuss captivating topics and share insightful opinions on romantic relationships weekly. Thank you for joining me this week. Now, let's go for a ride. This is the Talk with the Axe podcast, and I am YKS. This is where we talk about romantic relationships. So welcome if you're a first time listener. So, yeah, unless I forget, I hope you're doing fine and hope you and your spouse are doing fine. And if you are single, searching, I wish you the very best of luck. And I sure hope you would be applying the principles you've been learning here. So, cheers. So last week, we began talking about why managing expectations is it. And if you were waiting for me to say point number one, why you should manage expectations is this, point number two is that, you've lost it. Everything that I have been saying, if you've been listening, yeah, you must have gotten the why. And in this episode, you get the other whys. So expectations are indeed like opinions, meaning everyone has one, but the challenge is they usually don't match up to the other person's behavior. And the other person, in this case, you know, as I always say, is your spouse. So let me break it to you listening. Just because you are expecting something from someone doesn't mean having a right to get that thing, even though you should get it. Now, all I'm saying is that it's their choice to give or not to give you at all. Harsh reality, yeah, I know, but that's why I'm here, to tell you the truth. Even though it's gonna sting your ego. So, well, my prayer for you here is twofold. Firstly, I hope you are not asking for something unrealistic, because that will even make it more difficult. It simply means all I said last week was in vain. So if you're yet to listen to what I talked about last week, please go back and listen to it. You will get a better understanding. So secondly, so please, I'm not gonna dwell so much about why you shouldn't ask for unrealistic things. Go back and listen to the first episode. Thank you, love. So secondly, I pray you are in a relationship with someone reasonable, you know. And the truth is, being in a relationship with a reasonable person, yeah, is important. Yeah, that is why I began the year with my very first episode some days ago. Last week, you know, by telling you about the qualities of a good partner. Because I know a lot of us will be seeking to get into romantic relationships. So, to help guide your pursuit, yeah, one of the reasons why. And hopefully, your partner will be reasonable, you know. Speaking about my prayer for you, you know, firstly, you know, I talked about, I hope you're not asking for something unrealistic. And now I'm saying the second part of the prayer. Yeah. You know, I pray you are in a relationship with a reasonable person. And why? You know, it's better. Yeah. Because they will understand that things like accountability, kindness, honesty, all these are things you deserve in a relationship. Unless I forget, we should treat each other with respect and love. You know, I shouldn't ask for these things. Yeah. Sadly, some of us just, you know, gotta ask. And that's a conversation for another day, by the way. So, yeah, a quick question. What do you call finding solutions together when you and your partner have different needs or opinions? It is called compromise. That's where we stop. So on to the next point. Point number three. What I did, you know, is a recap. Yeah. So empathy. You know how they say communication is a two-way street? Yeah, you know. That is true. And empathy is in that same category. You know, I usually encourage couples to practice empathy. True. You know, and I decided to pick this one because it is closely related to the previous point, and I'll show you how in a bit. Sometimes to compromise, you must have some ounce of empathy, otherwise you will feel no need to meet the other person halfway, and that's the truth, or at worst cannot even relate to what the other person is saying. And bear in mind, the other person here is your spouse. You know empathy. You know, we say empathy is the ability, or should I say, we define empathy as the ability to understand and share the feelings of another, and that is true. Well, in this case, again, the other person is your spouse, and there's a reason I keep reminding us the other person in this case is your spouse, because sometimes there's a tendency for us to forget. And I know that you may not fancy this whole thing all the time, but this is where empathy comes in, to encourage you to take one for the team. You know, it's really serious. It's important. And I wouldn't be doing justice if I, didn't bring that up. Yeah. So with the ability to imagine what your spouse might be going through, point number two, which is compromise, won't be a problem. See, your imagination is a gift from God, and if used wisely, can be extremely helpful. It's important, you know, the path pictures from the mind. So, yeah, let's go a bit deeper. You know, when we listen to understand and not just to reply, challenges will be solved quickly, and this is my view, and this is what I feel, and this is what I've seen, and it's true. So all I'm implying is that practicing empathy, even while having conversations, is a good thing, and you should try it in your relationship. So if you didn't get anything out of all I have said so far, please try to understand where your partner is coming from whenever expectations differ, because they will differ. That's the truth. We're humans. So point number four says, prioritize appreciation. What does that mean, Yax? Relax, I'm here for you guys. You know, you would think that this should come naturally until you date someone who can't say thank you. Thank you, yeah. You think it's that easy to say? Until you date some people that simply cannot say thank you. People that cannot say forgive me. People that can't say I'm sorry. You know, a while ago I talked about that, but I don't want to go down that path today. So, for instance, yeah, let's say Yax, I like to use my name, you know. Let's say Yax is a big fan, you know, of hearing his spouse Mia say thank you whenever he, you know, discomforts himself to take one for the team. For the team, you know. Well, Mia doesn't just get why he'd like her to say thank you when she feels that he is doing it for the relationship. For the team, now Mia saying for the relationship, she feels it is his obligation or duty to do that. Sounds logical, yeah. This can be a real life situation, which is why I decided to use my name before someone would think he's talking about me. Relax, mate. I don't have that time. So, remember. So, what do you do in that kind of a situation? Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're listening. What do you do? Oh, real life situations can be messy. Yeah. You know, I earlier said expecting something from someone doesn't mean having a right to get that thing, right? Yeah, so harsh reality, by the way. So this So these means that whenever your spouse goes out of their way or does something for you out of the goodness of their heart, it is only nice of you to appreciate them. It is only nice of you to say thank you, or, you know, make it up to them in the way they would like. Yeah. And it's about you recognizing their worth. You know, you're telling them that without your help, without you, I wouldn't have been able to pull this off. And, you know, yeah, and mean it. So saying thank you should be the very least you should say. True. You know, you can, I want to say something, but I've got that saved for another episode. You know, you can also, you know, tell them thank you via your attitude. All I'm saying is, let them just get the message. Thank you. In words, in deeds, whatever it is, let's just say it out. Let them hear you, however it is. So, if they love you saying thank you, you know, verbally, say it. Whatever it is, just pass the information, thank you note to them. You know, it's all about making progress as a team. Remember, guys, as a team. I remember the Yaks and Mia example I gave us. I'd like to get your feedback. topyaks@gmail.com. Thank you. So, in summary, yeah, focus in on your spouse's positive contributions instead of where they, you know, feel is a good sign that cultivates goodwill and love to the relationship. And isn't that why we're here? This is why I've been talking for the past 10 minutes. So, number 5 says, value the relationship. I like this one. You know, you know, we say, oh yeah, I value my relationship. I value this. I value him. I value her. But when it comes to actually proving it in reality, it's difficult. It's challenging. I know. In theory, it's okay. Practical, no. If you value a relationship with your spouse, you will also value appreciating your partner each time they go out of their comfort zone for you. You see, I decided to arrange these things like this because by preparing for this, I noticed they were all linked. Yeah, true. I mean, now I've left the whole linked thing, now back to the whole value the relationship thing. It's their own way of saying they value the relationship, you know, when they go out of their comfort zones, you know. Yeah. In summary, see it as, you know, you might call it little or big, whatever it is, but it's their own contribution. And the truth is, let me just say this, we must all, you know, contribute something to make our relationship better. And you must remember that. I like being honest, I like being realistic. You must remember that times will come when expectations may differ that might, you know, pose a threat to your relationship. And, you know, questions like, why is any act speaking my view, or does it always have to be his, you know, stuff like that, questions like that, you know. And trust me, they will come and they will sound logical to you in that moment. True, you know, egos clashing here and there, opinions clashing, you know, questions asked, you know, voices raised over differences and opinions, tempers rising, you know, that sort of thing. But in such times, yeah, I know it's difficult. It is wise to remember why you began the journey together. Yeah, and I'd like to tell us something. It's quite interesting. Probably you might have seen it or heard about it. Now, we should never underestimate the power of what I call the pause. It's simply an exercise where you pause for a few seconds or minutes, you know, in such kinds of situations and take a deep breath. You know, once my spouse was, you know, we were in a very heated conversation. I can't remember what it was all about, but yeah, kind of about clashing opinions or something. So I just felt like, you know what, just pause. And I was quiet, I closed my eyes and I took a deep breath, and she was going on and on and on and on and on. And by the time I was done, I opened my eyes and I smiled. Now, you might think it's easy to pull off. Sometimes I feel, you know, in a sense, I feel, you're not the old one who, you know, and I begin to say a lot of things sometimes, but we all are a work in progress. That is why, you know, we must keep working to get better. So I've noticed that in such moments, sometimes even when we fall short, we shouldn't just, you know, go about normal duties, you know, in a better time, sit down, talk about it, apologize, and, you know, hopefully forgive each other and move on. So, as someone who's been there and who is still going to be there, I've seen this, and what I'm saying is, silence doesn't mean weakness, nor does someone who's loud mean they are correct or they are stronger. Yeah, true. So lastly, value for the relationship must come before any other thing, or else anything that shows up will become the focal point. Yeah, I don't want to tell you stories today. Yeah, so it's good to, you know, it's going to, you know, guide you, you know, and all that. So yeah, I just need to say that. Yeah, I was tempted to tell you guys this story, but nah. All I'm saying is, just remember that your relationship should come before all those things. Otherwise, they will become the focal point, and you may not like it. So, 6 says, imperfection is a part of the journey. So, having said all I have said so far, some of you couldn't expect me to at this point, yeah? Nah. Reality, I'm going to tell us about the harsh reality of things, one of my promises. So, listen, guys, as long as we're humans, we must interact with our kind, and that means we must give room for humans to be humans, because there are moments when our imperfections will be so glaring in the eyes of the other person, you know? Well, in this context, as I often say, it means give room for imperfection also. Which is why, okay, let's not go ahead of ourselves. You know, remember this, was it a story? Well, yeah, I said something about me failing sometimes. Yeah, regarding the pause exercise. Yeah, sometimes I fail, but that doesn't mean I, you know, at my first attempt I gave up. No, the times when I failed, my spouse just kept on looking at me like, oh really? You know, sometimes we sit down, we chat about these things, and then we laugh. All I'm saying is, forgiveness is a part of the journey. Yeah, so here's something I'd like to say, that will you know, instead of criticizing each other, you know, perfection means without a fault, yeah. But the last time I checked, some people wanted to stone a woman because she was caught doing something wrong. That someone said to them, he without sin should cast the first stone. And you know what they did, yeah? From the oldest to the youngest person, they all dropped their stones and left the scene. Powerful, yeah? So all I'm saying is that we all have faults. Instead of crucifying the other person, we should find ways to, yeah, help them get better. Isn't that why we are together? So on days when, you know, my weakness, whenever it's so glaring and all that, she forgives me, and vice versa, corrects me. Listen, and yeah, no one is above correction. No one is above correction. Have a teachable heart. When you're wrong, admit you're wrong. Say you're sorry. and be willing to work on that behavior. Yeah. So, as I have always said, and I will continue to say, we should bear in mind that forgiveness is a tool we will always need, and it shouldn't be far from us if you want to make it longer than the usual. And I do not have to tell you about the usual, yeah? So, maybe your spouse said something insensitive, true, when you brought up a different suggestion and it was hurtful. Hey, remember we spoke about communication in part one? You know, use that tool to solve the problem at hand. Let them know that what they said hurt you and you'd like them to, you know, mind their words next time. Yeah. And please remember to be polite. It's part of the whole human thing. But I'm not saying, and I talked about this in, yeah, please listen to part one. It's quite interesting. It's loaded. I'm not going to go back. Time is against me. So, in summary, no one on earth meets every expectation 100% all the time. So just remember to give room for humanity. And if you're waiting for me to say, this is the reason why you should manage expectation or blah, 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 all I've been saying, if you actually, you know, paid attention, you'd know how, you know, I'd already answered that question. So in conclusion, it is perfectly okay to revisit expectations, you know, frequently as events change, because events will eventually change, so long as we're on earth and are still alive. You know, with having honest conversations, honest communication about what each person can expect from the other, you know, the willingness to adapt, and of course empathy, as we spoke about not too long ago, you know, you both can actually get to a place where you can work out something that will support a wonderful and loving relationship. And we must remember that the key is to focus on understanding each other better, and not to point accusing fingers at each other or to control the other person. And we will have a very serious discussion about this whole control thing. Teaser, and I will speak in parables. Discussion versus persuasion. So, this is something I've often said. Knowledge, they say knowledge is power. I do not necessarily agree with that. I believe that knowledge is potential power, because it is only when you put what you know to use correctly, rightly, accurately, that's when it is going to yield fruit. Fruit in this case means results. So when you're faced with similar challenges, you know, remember these things that we have been talking about here. I'm not just here to just talk. I'm here to actually make a difference. So this is my own contribution, you know, to the world at large. Remember, we briefly talked about contribution, yeah? So I want to leave you with this. Regarding the discussion about expectations and how they clash, how they can clash, do we give our partners options or ultimatums? Or should I say, is there a place for both? Or do we give them reasons why we brought up what we brought up? Or do we just do not give them a chance or a choice, and then we tell them what they must choose from? Does that make any sense? So if there's nothing you've heard or learned, just remember that if you fail to manage your expectations in your romantic relationship, eventually you might find yourself feeling angrier and less in love with your partner, and it shouldn't be so. One of these days we'll talk about new ways to fall in love. Promises. Yay. Okay, back to the whole thing, yaks. So all I'm saying is give room for different opinions on the things you call little and those you call big, you know? Yeah, because it is often said that the little things lay the foundation for the bigger ones, and this is so true even when it comes to handling differences. You know, always remember to come into every conversation without your mind being made up already. I know this can be difficult to do, but you can actually get better at it, you know, with every attempt. You know, sometimes, and I spoke about this last week, please listen, please, you know, having this whole fixed mindset, whatever Yax is going to say, I'm not going to change my mind, he thinks he's a sweet talker, yeah, you know, it's like going into the conversation, like you throwing, balloons at a brick wall, it's not going to penetrate, it's not going to pass through it, no. I hope that makes sense. So, on a personal note, yeah, this is what I've come to realize. It helps keep a healthy and positive atmosphere in you. And I'm sure you know what that means for the relationship. Because when you're happy on the inside, it's going to reflect on the outside. Our minds are a reflection of who we are. And eventually, we're just going to, you know, act it out, whether consciously or unconsciously, whether knowingly or not. Yeah, so it's good to have this positive and healthy atmosphere in you. So if you are having troubles, having issues, and you've been trying your best, keep trying. Seek help if you need one. Seek help, and please do not be quiet on that. And I just want to tell you that you're not alone. We all are a work in progress, one step at a time, and hopefully we will get there eventually. So finally, if you enjoyed this episode of the Talk with Yax podcast, please head over to Apple Podcast or whatever platform you're listening to me from and leave a rating, write me a review. Should I say write a review and subscribe? And Talk with Yax podcast. This is me, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I hope to be here next week. And I hope this week's episode was helpful. Tune in next week for a brand new one. Thank you.